TPO Rankings. Round 30 of the TPO Rankings show. Here we go. Yes, I'm excited. I'm here. I'm present. What is this show? If you're first time tuning in, this is a show all about Australian football through the lens of the TPO Rankings. You can think of it like a little bit like the FIFA World Rankings, but we just do it for Australian football clubs. At the moment, 362 Australian football clubs. Now, I don't do this show alone. I couldn't. It would be impossible. I wouldn't know what to do. I'm joined by a man who will be one day in charge, who will one day be running the FFA. You heard it here, folks. Oh, I can't talk tonight, Jake. It's Jake. It's my brother, older brother Jake, smarter brother Jake. How are you going this evening?
I'm doing well, Cody. Don't know about that FFA job. I don't think anybody really likes the guy in charge, so no, they might give that one a miss.
Maybe we'll start our own body one day, Jake.
I'd certainly make some changes. Let's leave it at that.
Yeah, okay. Now, tonight, it's a bit more of a casual show. We obviously, you're all aware that some grand finals have happened, that we're really at that pointy end of the season for the local leagues and A-League starting to get a bit more exposure. We're not so much interested in the A-League in this show, so we'll be finishing up after the local leagues are done, probably in two or three weeks' time. But we've still got a few shows to go. Now, tonight, we're just really running through the games we previewed last week, so there's a few games, grand finals. So we'll touch on those and the rankings changes. And then we'll just jump into, I think Jake's added about seven or eight games in the upcoming weekend. Lots of good games, though. And we'll just quickly preview them, and that'll be the show. So it's a pretty brief one, but a good one. A good one, and we definitely will be touching on TPO rankings changes in the middle there. So stay tuned if you're on the podcast and the video, and yeah, let us know if you've got any questions after. And we monitor questions and we answer. So, Jake, other than that, you ready to just jump on in?
I reckon we should do it.
Cool. I think we've got five games. I might just run through, and Jake, if you want to jump in any stage, please do. Otherwise, you'll probably be getting the lion's share of the part two of the show. So save your breath for that if you want. But yeah, so Lions versus Olympic in the Queensland NPL. Now, Jake, we went to this game. It was a pretty good game, actually. Decent crowd, entertaining game, particularly in extra time. It went to extra time and Lions got up 2-1. Our system predicted a Lions win, and 60% of the Instagram supporters voted for Lions as well. So they're up one spot to 17th. Olympic stay in 27th. Now, the next game here was in the FQPL, the league below that in Queensland. And this was between two teams that got promoted, came first and second. And yeah, we'll be in the NPL next year. It's Peninsula Power and Eastern Suburbs. The result, 2-0 Power. They went the whole season undefeated in their league. They just had the one loss in the FFA Cup to Lions. And I think they're actually taking on the Roar in a friendly, so that'd be a good game to get down to. But anyway, we voted Power. Obviously, they went in as heavy favourites, and the supporters, 78% of you guys also voted Power. And they move up two spots to 26. So there you go. They're the second best club in Queensland outside the A-League, not including Brisbane Roar. So they're one spot above Olympic. So yeah, that's very impressive for a second tier in the state or third tier in the country club. And Eastern Suburbs fall three spots to 78th. So not a bad start, I suppose. It'll be interesting to see how those clubs fare in the NPL next year. Now, to the final series, Jake, the NPL final series or championship or whatever you want to call it.
Championship,
Heidelberg travelled to Devonport. And I didn't catch this game, but Heidelberg got up 3-2. And as Jake mentioned, I think, yeah, we did a live last time on Facebook. Hope you joined us there. If not, all good. But Heidelberg, I think Devonport equalised 2-2 in the 87th minute, and Heidelberg in the 96th or 7th minute, Jake, with their free kick, as you explained.
Yeah.
So they got up 3-2. We did predict the Heidelberg win, and so did 78% of the Instagram supporters. Neither team has changed places in the rankings in the last week. Heidelberg are 11th, Devonport 51st. And Devonport, are they second south in Tasmania or South Hobart still above them in the rankings, Jake? Memory, yeah.
Yeah, South Hobart slightly ahead. 40-something. I think it's only by a very small margin. So that could change with one or two results.
Finals, yeah.
Yeah, but I'll have another look at it, Cody, actually, because that is interesting. It's not far at all, but definitely the second place team in Tasmania.
Yeah, and I think South Hobart have held that position most of the year too, Jake, the top Tasmanian team.
South Hobart have held the top Tasmanian ranked club, that mantle for probably a good 5 years now.
Oh, wow.
As far as TPO rankings.
Oh, that's an interesting little stat. Yeah. That'll be a big change if Devonport can take that mantle off them.
Yeah, and there was actually a point, Cody, probably about 2 months ago or month and a half ago now, where Devonport and South Hobart played each other in the league.
Yep.
And Devonport went in as favourites in that one. And if they had won, and I went and did the simulation for it, if they'd beaten South Hobart, they would have gone above them in the rankings, and it didn't pan out that way. So even now where they ended up as the premiers, they're not quite the highest ranked club.
Yep.
Very close, though.
Okay. Three more games to go. So the Sydney, the New South Wales NPL Grand Final, Sydney Olympic versus RPL Leichhardt Tigers. It ended in 3-1 Olympic win. Congratulations. What a great year for them. We predicted an RPL win. They were the highest ranked non-A-League team in the country, so they went in as favourites. And the supporters, 70% of you agreed with us that RPL would win. So we're wrong on that one. With that win, Sydney Olympic up one spot to 13th on the TPO rankings. RPL fall one place to 10th. Which knocks them, as I mentioned, off as the highest place, and Bentley Greens take their spot for the moment, only just. So, that finishes RPL's season. Although they've still got FFA Cup, don't they? So there'll be still a chance to jump back above Bentley Greens. Two games to go here: Northern New South Wales NPL Grand Final. Edgeworth Eagles they played at McDonald's Jones Stadium. Broadmeadow Magic they played. Went in as favourites, according to us, and 69% of the Instagram stories voters agreed. They got smashed, 3-0. Don't know what's going on there, but Magic, congratulations, the champions this year. With that loss, Edgeworth fell five places to 30th in the rankings, which is a decent drop, actually, and Broadmeadow jump up seven spots to go one spot above Eagles in 29th. So that makes them the highest ranked Northern New South Wales NPL side at the end of the year. So, and none of those teams Edgeworth is still in contention. They've still got a game, at least one game against the Lions this weekend, which we'll touch on soon. So we'll see how that goes. And one more game here in the Capital Football NPL. And it was Olympic and Canberra FC, the teams that had played each other a million times this year already. Now, we predicted an Olympic win. Their supporters, 66% of you guys agreed that they would win. They didn't know. Canberra FC got up 2-1. So, but with that, Olympic remained the highest ranked ACT club. They fell four spots to 62nd, and Canberra FC moved up nine spots to 65th. So they're only three spots ahead apart now. So there you go. That was a big segment, Jake. Six games. So out of those six games, we got the first three there right, but the last three wrong, and the supporters voted the same way. So the same for you guys. We still are 5 points ahead on the running leaderboard. We're on 63 and you guys are on 58. Jake, I need a breath. Any other movements, rankings you wanna touch on?
Yeah, just a couple, nothing too major other than this first one at least you've already mentioned. Bentley Greens is now the highest ranked club outside the A-League in the TPO rankings. They were earlier in the season, or I think it might have been only for a very short period though, but as you mentioned, RPR, their loss in the grand final has made them fall down to 10th. So Bentley Greens ranked 9th. Bentley Greens will play this weekend in their semi-final, which we'll touch on in a minute as well. So could very well change back in RPR's favour very quickly. The other one is also one that you mentioned, but we didn't actually mention the ranking, and that's Peninsula Power from Queensland's the FQPL. They're actually ranked in 26th in the country. So the 26th best side at the moment in Australian football, and so just outside the top 25, which we tend to talk about a bit, which is quite an impressive feat given that they are a third tier side. So the ranking suggests that they are better than all but one other Queensland based side and a vast majority of the NPL sides around the country. So
there you go.
Whether they keep their players and all the rest of it during the off season for a tilt at the NPL title next year is another question. But as far as the rankings are concerned, they've had a very, very strong season and are right up there with the best in around the country.
Definitely. Jake, because you will be running the FFA one day, I do challenge you to increase your listening skills, though. I believe I did mention Peninsula Power's ranking, and I challenge you to go back and listen to the first part of the show once I publish it.
Once you edit and put it out there, I shall re-watch it anyway, Cody.
No worries. All right. Well, thanks. That's basically the first part of the show done, and we took a decent amount of time to do it, but it was a big weekend of football. The next part of the show is just previewing games. So, Jake, I don't know, why don't you just do a few, and then when you've had enough, I'll jump in and do a few as well.
All right, if you see one you feel like taking over, we'll do that. But I won't go into much detail on some of these because We've actually, at least the first couple here, are the other MPL Championship games. We touched on them last week in a bit more detail. Yeah. So I'm just mentioning them again as more of a reminder, and we'll get them up for the voting for the Instagram for those playing at home on Instagram. Yep. Because they're definitely in or included in the games of the week. So first one is Lions FC versus Edgeworth Eagles. So Queensland versus Northern New South Wales. Again, we've touched on it, so I'll just give you what our stats are saying at the moment. And it's saying that Lions are about a 58% probability of winning at home. Edgeworth Eagles only 22%. So it'll be interesting. Lions ranked 17th versus Eagles, who are ranked 30th. Moving down the list, Sydney Olympic versus Perth Soccer Club. So New South Wales versus Western Australia. Sydney Olympic currently ranked 13th and Perth are ranked 31st. So in terms of those probabilities, Olympic are quite heavy favourites at 64% chance of winning and Perth 17%. And obviously there's a percentage in there for the draws and it would go to extra time and penalties and all that sort of thing. And then the third of the four games is Canberra FC versus Campbelltown City. So ACT versus South Australia. Canberra ranked 65th. Despite winning the treble this year, the Premiership Championship and the State Knockout Cup. Campbelltown City, though, also won the double in South Australia and are ranked 18th in the country. So they're still ranked a little behind Adelaide City. But they, even though they're travelling all the way over to Canberra, they will go into this one as favourites. 68% chance of winning and Canberra 15%. So those are the first, or the three MPL Championship games. The next ones I've just pulled out, Cody, are some of the finals around the country. Yeah, so as you've touched on, a lot of the states are done and dusted now, but there are a couple still going. So I thought we might jump on them. And the first one is in New South Wales. It's in the MPL 2. So we had the MPL Grand Final on the weekend. Now it's MPL 2. And it is St George FC versus Mounties Wanderers. St George finished the season in second. Mounties Wanderers actually finished in sixth. And in getting to the grand final, they knocked out North Shore Mariners, who finished third, and Mount Druitt, who were the premiers. So they had to get past two very good sides.
They're in form.
They're in form, and in terms of where these clubs are ranked, it's interesting because St George are ranked 82nd. Mounties Wanderers actually ranked 81st. So because of those last couple of wins against those top teams, they've jumped up slightly ahead of St George. But St George at home here. Have the odds in their favour as far as the TPO algorithm is concerned. 44% chance of St George, 34% Mounties Wanderers.
Jake, so if you look at the TPO points there, according to this stat here, they're actually on exactly the same points. So there you go.
Yeah.
Must be alphabetical order. Or decimal rounding, yeah.
Yeah, there'd be some decimals in there. So basically the same. So, yeah, very close game there. The difference in percentages is going to be home field advantage. So anyway, that'll be an interesting one there just to see who gets the championship, I guess, from the MPL 2. Neither of these clubs won promotion to the top league, though, but, yeah, nice way to finish the season.
Definitely.
Next one we've got here, and then I might let you touch on the last two, Cody. Sure. And it's in Victoria, the MPL 2. So as we've touched on a few times, the way it works there is that you've got the East and West Conference, and the winner of each of those is promoted directly to the MPL. That's already happened, confirmed. The two second-place sides, though, in those two leagues play off against each other, and that's the game that we're talking about here, and that is between Moreland City and St Albans Saints. And so the winner of this one will then go on to face Green Gully in the do-or-die clash, and the winner of that one goes into the MPL next year.
So, hell yeah.
In terms of some of the percentages, Moreland City ranked 74th, St Albans Saints 87th, and at home, Moreland City are the favourites with a 48% probability of winning to St Albans Saints' 29%.
And Jake, these games mean so much, like the survival and the promotion games, the playoffs, they're such big games. I reckon I'd prefer to play one of these, and I'd be more nervous going to one of these games than, say, a grand final. It really means a lot to sort of get up into that next division and then play the whole season in a better division is more important than a one-off grand final win. So I reckon I don't know what the crowds these clubs get each week, but I imagine it'll be a tightly fought game and it'll be really interesting. And I'm sure Green Gully is sitting there waiting to see who they'll be playing.
Yeah, they'll be up for it for sure. It's a huge game, and the Victorian MPL, along with the New South Wales MPL, are the two strongest in the country. So to be having a chance at playing in that top league is a big prize on offer, at least.
Oh, hell yeah. And, of course, they'll be able to attract new players and all that sort of stuff, being in the top league. So, all right, well, I'll finish with the final two, and it's in the Victorian NPL. It's a semi-final. So Heidelberg facing Oakley after Oakley beat Pascaval 2-1 in the qualifying or elimination final, whatever you want to call it.
Yep.
Heidelberg, as you all know, we talk about them nearly every second week here. They'll go in as favourites. They're ranked 11th, so they're just behind Bentley Greens on the rankings. Not too far behind them, though, so a win here, and if Bentley Greens lose, maybe they'll catch up. 64% probability of winning this one to Oakley Cannons, 18%. And then the other semi-final, Bentley Greens, Avondale. What a huge game this one is. It's 9th versus 14th. Avondale just had a such a great year. They've just been climbing up the rankings all year long. To be in 14th, that's a really, really good achievement. But Bentley Greens, the highest ranked non-A-League club in the country at home, 53% probability of winning this compared to Avondale's 26, so they're going in as favourites. So a whole host of bloody interesting games this coming weekend.
Definitely.
The action doesn't stop. I don't know what next week, I haven't gone ahead to look at next weekend, Jake. I don't know if we'll soon be running out of games to preview, but I suppose that's when we'll finish up the weekly show. But yeah, we're just blessed at the moment, so we can't stop.
Certainly. I think this is probably, for those who like to do the voting on Instagram stories, the last chance you're going to have. We have this many games in a single week. I think from here on out, we're down to just, you know, the grand final in Victoria. Then there'll be the promotion relegation playoff and maybe another, because I think the Western Australian Division 1 is still running, so the second tier in WA. Yep.
And Tasmania, maybe?
Yeah, Tasmania. I haven't seen any of the finals fixtures over there yet, so we'll have a look at that.
Yep.
And then I guess we're down to NPL Championship and some FFA Cup thrown in. So
yeah.
There's not a lot. And as you say, we're kind of going to be winding down soon once we run out of those games. So if you're at home looking to vote and you can see that the TPO algorithm is ahead, now's your chance. It's your last chance, really.
Jake, it's cool to know that we've been doing this show for a year now, and this season, and it's been a good show. And as the rankings gets more and more data with the FFA Cup and these final series, they get more and more accurate. So it's good to see, and we've really enjoyed doing the show and getting these jerseys as well. I finally got my hands on this Altona Magic jersey from your place, Jake. You've been hoarding it.
I was hiding that away from you, but
yeah. And Jake, hopefully it comes through. We might have another shipment arriving shortly, so probably just in time for the end of the season. And everyone will be like, oh, they're the old jerseys. That's probably why we're getting them, actually. They're just the throwouts. But that's okay. I'm cool with that.
That's all right.
In 10 years' time, we'll look back and have all these heritage jerseys, and they'll be awesome. So we're lucky. Jake, anything else?
Show and tell.
Yeah,
show and tell show.
If we're still doing the show, Jake, you'll be busy running the FFA, so... you will have your hand.
I'll be a busy guy by the sounds of it.
Yeah, hell yeah. Anything else from you, Jake?
No, nothing from me. Other than I've got my Avondale shirt on tonight. Nothing against Bentley Greens, but I don't have a jersey of theirs. So
they were going to send us a jersey, Jake. I think they just forgot to follow up.
They may have, mate. We're just not important enough, Cody. Either.
Well, we're not really. They're busy.
Fell off the radar. Busy over there. Or down there. So, yeah, Avondale hopefully does well. Get out and watch if you are lucky enough to be in either Canberra, Brisbane, or close enough to Sydney Olympic that you can get over and watch an NPL Championship game.
That'd be good.
Get out and do it.
Which is what you're doing this weekend, Jake.
Definitely.
I'm watching the reserve grade grand final up here on the Sunshine Coast, Jake.
Because
Caloundra.
Yeah, absolutely. Well,
Caloundra and Noosa.
It's a toss-up for sure.
Yeah. Well, the senior team didn't make it. We didn't make it. So, anyways, not that I'm playing. I'm injured. So, anyway, we've rambled on for a couple of minutes there, Jake, just to make everyone a little bit more bored. But thank you for listening, everybody. Thank you for watching over there on the camera. And, Jake, thanks for joining me.
Thanks, Cody.
Cool. And we will catch you all next week. Enjoy. And, see you then. Bye.
See ya.